Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like Todd is explaining, you can't have a rhythmic cadence because then what? Oh, the defense catch your rhythm. It's got to be non-rhythmic cadence. Like when Lamar goes, you know, he's got to go, hut, 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 hut. You know, I mean, you know, just can't be rhythm, you know, because then you don't want the defense getting off just as fast as you are, because that's your advantage offensively is, you know, the snap count, and they don't. And I agree with Todd. I mean, if you're going to work on it, now is the time to work on it, to get comfortable with it. Let everybody know and let everybody have a feel for the cadence and kind of what Lamar, you know, likes in his cadence and kind of his rhythm and how he calls it. A lot of times, Bob, what you'll see is like maybe Bateman and them are going with Cooper Rush and it's totally different than Lamar's, and then they're jumping. But they've got to learn Lamar's. They've got to be extremely comfortable with it. And like you said, this time of the year, good time to learn. You know, have them now. And I'm watching Saturday, and you know, and it's hot out there. It's 90-some degrees, and they come when, you know, it's the fourth straight day of practice. You know, you got an off day the next day. You know, maybe you're not as zeroed in mentally. You're a little tired, you know, but can't happen.
Now, two-a-days are the year thing of the past. Joe Flacco lived through two-a-days. He mentioned that during mandatory minicamp or earlier, and when they reported in Cleveland, when he first came up, first 3 years in the league, at two-a-days. And the young players now have no idea what that's like. So if you're mentally or have lost touch after 4 days of the first week when you've been off for 6 weeks, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's hot for everybody. Even you know, members of the media, the fans, they're out there sweating their you-know-what's off. I mean, it's just part of the equation. It's July football.
And Bob, on Saturday, it was Military Appreciation Day, and those dudes are out there in their military uniforms, and those things, they looked hot, all those green uniforms and stuff out there. But yeah, I mean, Bob, come on. I mean, but like when I was in the NFL, it was, you know, you'd have, what, maybe 1 or 2 days of shorts, then you're in pads. Because you'd be in pads in the morning. You know, usually 9 and 3, pads both days. You know, maybe a little shorter in the afternoon, but it was pads. You know, and now, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, we've had, what, 5 practices? And then now we finally get the first pads. And Bob, I got to find out today, but I don't know if you can go back-to-back padded practices or, you know, you can only have so many padded practices. Is it like 15 padded practices or something like that? So, you know, you got to kind of pick and choose, which is really, really funny, you know.
But going back to Saturday, all of the miscues, I'm not saying you're attributing it to a mental fatigue or it was hot, but, you know, for Todd Monken, and we heard him say it in the opening of the show, sounded like he was getting a little frustrated with, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, because you've got a script of plays offensively, you know, and then if you jump off sides, all right, then you skip that play, you know, then it just throws off everything. Then, all right, you know, then, you know, you want to keep jumping offside? We're going to run the plays. You know, you want an hour and a half practice? Now you're going to have an hour and 40-minute practice if you're going to keep jumping offside. So, yeah, it's just, you know, about focus, detail, and it's just part of training camp right now. You know, and like the holding, I believe it was, I'm almost positive it was Charlie Kohler. Get your hands inside. You know, it's just a technique thing, you know. And the other thing, Bob, it was a play, I think it was a sweep. And, you know, don't keep holding all the way. There's a point where you got to let him go. Otherwise, you know, like if you take him to the ground, they're calling it. Let him go. You had a nice block initially, but then let him go.
Also heard Todd Monken talking about what he expects from the wide receivers here in 2025. Might not have the big fancy names that they did in 23. Zay's rookie year.
Yeah.
Bateman was still kind of a questionable guy in the eyes of a lot of people, ourselves included. Odell Beckham Jr. came in and he brought the star power, you know, going out to camp. And it was, hey, look, Odell. And then one day I went out there, he wasn't even there. You know,
yeah.
But it is what it is. But now I don't want to get into hyperbole because I think this is roster-wise the best team the Ravens have ever had. We're talking about a team that's produced Hall of Famers, won two Super Bowls, been to championship games, won their division multiple times. But this wide receiver group, especially with the younger guys, Flowers and Rashad Bateman coming off a bust-out year, and you bring in Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins, who, in my opinion, Vinny, brings more to the equation at this stage of his career than Beckham did 2 years ago. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. The biggest difference, Bob, is with Hopkins, it's not a show. You know, I mean, you don't notice anything. I mean, the guy who's kind of become Beckham is Jair Alexander with, you know, showing to the fans and celebrating and doing all that.
Right.
Whereas Hopkins just kind of does his thing. I mean, you don't even notice, you know, if you don't see number 10, you don't notice him at all. He just works. And that's the thing that all those guys do. I think, you know, with those three guys, Bateman and Flowers and D-Hop, and then Walker, soon to be, they're outstanding route runners. I mean, they are precise route runners. And I think, hear Monken talk about it at times, the ability to separate. They do a hell of a job creating separation. You know, and Todd says, I don't know what, you know, last year they were good. They got a chance to be elite. I mean, the way they're working, and I just see a totally different guy from a year ago in Bateman. You know, I mean, Bateman came on and all, but he's there now. He's confident, extremely confident. I don't see him dropping balls. I mean, last year we had some drop balls and all that. The thing I like is like when Lamar threw a pick the other day, you know, like he comes over to the side and he's talking to Zay and he's talking to Bay. I mean, they're discussing things. So, I mean, you see communication going on throughout offensively and defensively, you know, because they want to get it right. And I think those receivers, Bob, if they stay healthy and include the tight ends in that group, they're a pretty elite group.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Ravens back at it today in pads.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.